Thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So a simple yet incredibly important question to ask you, why do you work? Why do you go into work every day beyond a paycheck? I talk about this all the time. In my talks, in my writing, a strong sense of purpose is critical. We have to have an inspiring sense of mission, a reason to get out of bed if we want to stay energized in our workplace. And the fabulous book, Mavericks at Work, by William Taylor and Polly LaBere, shows how a compelling sense of purpose in many organizations have help them achieve fabulous success. In fact, one company, an ad agency based in Austin, Texas, named GSD&M, they are so committed to being purpose-driven in what they do that they have a manager whose job title is the chief purposeologist. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it might be something you want to consider. Fun-loving airline Southwest Airlines instills a sense of purpose in their employees by reminding their employees of Southwest's central mission, giving people the freedom to fly. And to help instill this sense of purpose in employees' day-to-day lives, they've built a culture around the theme, Freedom Begins With Me, so that it's brought down to the employee level. And they've broken that down into 8 freedoms that define their culture, including my favorite, the freedom to work hard and have fun. And then there's Whole Foods, which, rather than giving everyone a bad case of the blahs with a blah, 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 blah mission statement, they've created a Declaration of Interdependence, a document they've carefully crafted and updated over the years. The detailed document is meant to inspire everyone around a compelling sense of purpose. And what makes it stand out is its honesty. The statement ends with an admission that they don't always live up to their values, and with the aspirational line, this is a direct quote, how they end their document: dissatisfaction with the current reality, when compared to what is possible, spurs us towards excellence and towards creating a better person, company, and world. Pretty darn inspiring. So it's a great time of year. It's January when I'm doing this podcast now, so it's a great time to think about your sense of purpose at work. Why does your organization matter? Why does it stand out from the herd? And instead of feeling like you have to go into work each day, what compelling sense of purpose will make you want to go into work every day? Now, my fun at work tip, another meeting alter ego name to try out as a great icebreaker, or, you know, do the alter ego thing and make a name tag. Everyone wear their goofy alter ego name tag for the day. Great thing to do on a Friday, say. So this one is your alter ego hillbilly name. Just Google hillbilly alter ego name generator and it'll take you to a site where you can come up with names like mine, Goober Bull. And the quote of the week from David Ogilvy: the best ideas come from jokes. Make your thinking as funny as possible. And finally, in It's a Wacky World section, yes, the Chinese government is finally getting serious about a very important issue. They are cracking down on puns. Puns, they fear, are a potentially subversive form of wordplay that may mislead children and cause mass chaos. Boy, I hope they don't find out I once starred in a theatrical production about puns. Yes, it was a play on words. Okay, until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.